The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back live from RPT Studios, Chingo Bling Network. I don't know. I guess that's going to be part of the intro.
It is, yeah.
Hey, we got a jingle coming. Don't worry, man. We got all these musical people in here. This is the What Did He Said podcast. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Brand new show, brand new episode. The homie Javi Luna from Corpus is stopping by once again for your audio pleasure.
Good, good. Man, how'd you guys sleep? Good?
Yeah. ¿Cómo amanecieron? ¿Cómo amanecieron? Todo bien, todo bien. We got Juan Perez in the building.
What's up, y'all?
Representing 210 Countdown City. Back behind the scenes, way back there, playing
way back,
produce
way back.
Engineer. Yes, DJ sir. Producer Big Rob in the building.
Making it happen on the ones and twos.
Yes, sir.
Con la barba, pura barba aquí. The battle of the beards, Javi and Rob.
I ain't even on his level, man. You look like you're, have you ever, do you know, go to beard contests?
Yeah, no, beard contest, no. I thought you were saying
it's a thing.
Is don't it? Tell him that, dog.
I had no idea.
Head, this is a small room. The head ain't gonna
fit. We have a group in Corpus called the Harry Hooligans, man. And they host like this beard contest.
Where they do like how much crumbs you can get in there.
Different things. Like there's different like categories that like, you can do. Like guys that like do like different shapes. And shit.
Really?
Just judging the quality of
or to do the DJ Kane where he's had the lines and his
shit. Yeah, I'm sure. One of my old podcasts, we had the guy on. He came and yeah, it's a whole thing. Like I said, we were talking about in between shows.
Yeah.
You can nerd out about anything.
You're right.
That's kind of, I think, going to be one of the ingredients of the show is like just nerding out about some shit.
Yeah.
Like, just everybody has different tastes. Like, Rob, he's big into the Fast and Furious movies.
Best cinematic universe ever, yeah.
Best in the
really?
Cinematic game. Yeah, 100%. Like, that's why I mentioned it earlier. Javi looked at me like he thought I was
Fast
like a
and
joke.
Furious, which is a big franchise.
I did too, but I feel I only still watch them because I feel like they've started to laugh at themselves. So I can appreciate that. Like I'll go with like if you're able to laugh at yourself, like the Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Right.
Like the only reason that was like at all tolerable was because like they got how stupid the premise of the movie
but it was still enjoyable, was
no,
it not?
No, it was good. That's what made it fun. Like,
yeah.
They're like laughing at themselves as they're going along.
You know what makes
like,
the okay. You know what makes
I,
it
I
funny
can go with you.
Is that Vin Diesel is serious. He's dead serious about the damn movies.
Well, yeah,
and they made fun of it like it was almost like making fun of it, taking a shot at him. It was
yeah,
like,
no, he thinks he's Toretto.
Motherfucker thinks he's just bro, like Johnny Depp thinks he's fucking Pirates ever, of the Caribbean. Fucking,
Jack Sparrow.
Did you ever see the clip where he some award show and he starts singing the song that what's his name wrote? For the Paul Walker song.
The Wiz Khalifa, right?
Yeah, the Wiz Khalifa, but it was Posner, right?
Posner?
They wrote it, and Vin Diesel, some award song, goes up there, and he can't sing, and starts singing the song into the mic. And while it was a heartfelt moment, like, no one wanted to laugh at him, but, like, he should not have done that, like, at all. Like, it's got to be on YouTube, like...
That's why you gotta have a fire playlist for like, you know, when you pass, you know, you're coming home. Like, you gotta, hey, motherfucker, don't be playing no, none of that type of shit. I don't want, motherfuckers can't sing. Uh-huh. Don't be trying to sing. Don't be trying to sing Pimp C and shit for me.
Not to go morbid, do y'all have a funeral playlist? I have one. Like, I thought, I assumed everyone got one.
I mean, I haven't like formally put it down.
I don't want no bullshit played.
Yeah, it's gotta be lit. It's gotta be like,
I tell,
Buku Cumbias.
Yeah, just as I'm going through stuff, I'll tell my wife, hey, this one.
Add it to the playlist.
Put this one on.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to do that. I like that idea.
Yeah.
I don't
really
know.
No weak shit.
Because listen, I'm not knocking it. If it's your jam, look, I don't want no fucking, I can only imagine. No basic shit.
You're like, give me some tragos amargos.
You know what I'm saying? You definitely throw, but I feel like that one, even
too
that
depressing.
One get, as far as Mexicans go, that
it's cliche.
That one's overdone. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's too standard.
I don't really listen to music like that, so you're going to have to play like podcasts on one. Just, like, that's all I listen to.
That's
just
funny.
Put a fucking podcast
that
in the background. Leave it on.
Yeah,
let it play.
Hey. It's like, why are we playing commercials? What? This was Juan's favorite commercial, bro.
Come on, bro.
It's on his list.
It did, dude.
He loved
you
Athletic Greens.
Space? You want to advertise his face?
That's going to be funerals in the future. People are going to be just like, oh, this is his favorite YouTuber. Like, we're just watching his favorite gamer videos. Yeah. Oh, he loved this.
He loved Minecraft.
Why are we watching speedrun? T-Pain play video games. He loves
those. In between speakers, start playing the commercials. I want the ads and stuff. It's like, y'all had to sit through this shit. Like, I had fun this whole shit day, bro. Fuck, my son would hate that shit.
Because it'd be a party, right? You're saying your funeral is going to be a party?
Well, I mean, I yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like if it's yours, it should have a little piece of you, mm-hmm. right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, yours is going to be a party. Mine's going to be a TED Talk.
Well, I don't even want a traditional funeral.
You don't?
No. Fucking cremate me.
Yeah, I'm going to be cremated.
Have something at the comedy club for, like, my friends or whatever.
Pull the mic towards you, Javi. You get comfy. Just pull it towards you.
If they want to say some shit or whatever. But don't go fucking paying a funeral home tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, cremate me.
To mm-hmm. pay memory to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's yeah, I've gone through the funeral planning process twice with both my parents, and it's such a predatory fucking industry, because you're emotional and whatever, and you want to honor your loved ones, but the fact that people are, like, paying upward $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a fucking funeral is, you know, a little ridiculous.
Da cabrón.
What's your thoughts on, like, big expensive weddings?
Same. I mean, why? At this point in time, you know.
Shit, I got married in gym clothes.
Nice. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're talking about, and that's even more, right? You're talking about 20 is the starting point for a lot of weddings now. I mean, I got married back in 2006, and we didn't have an extravagant wedding, and we hit that 20 mark, no questions asked, you know, and we had the big wedding. That back then, this is talking about 2006, that was a decent down payment on a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was 22 years old. Why did I need a $20,000 party? Like, that could have started my marriage off on a whole different footing, you know?
So whose idea was that? Or?
Well, a lot of it's the expectation, right? And I get it. I'm not knocking anybody that has the big wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, family pressures go into it. You know, I come from the big South Texas Hispanic family, and yeah, especially back then, you know, how are you gonna run off and get married and not, you gotta invite your
kids. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, just family alone, you know, we got to over 300 guests very easily, and that's because we cut out a lot of people. I had to tell my mom at one point. I was like, hey, listen, if I haven't seen this person in 5 years, they don't need to come to my wedding. Oh, but no, because they used to babysit your cousin's next door neighbor. Is like,
they're going
to
hear about it.
Yeah, they're going to hear about it. Yeah, don't want to offend anybody by not inviting them.
We're going to get in debt so we don't offend nobody.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, my son and I, we got married at the courthouse in gym clothes. Like, I had to lock that in and just be like, hey, shit. Because she thought we had to go, like, pick up some paperwork first and then, like, go and file it and this and come back and this and that.
Do that after.
And then we went. I was like, well, let's go pull up and get the paperwork. I had my my daughter. She's 14 now. I had her with me. She might have been, like, 6 or something. I can't remember. And I was like, yeah, come on. We're getting married. She was like, you guys are about to get married? Like, she was just, like, so emotional. Like, oh, my God. And Marisol was like, oh, shit, are we doing this? When they said, no, we can do it today. Because I kept asking. I was like, wait, so I got to bring this back. They're like, no, you could even go up to the next floor up. And I was like, so we can do this today? And they're like, well, if there's a judge available. I was like, can you find out if there's a judge available? And Marisol was like, are you sure? I'm like, come on, girl. We ain't got time. We ain't getting no younger.
We got a life to build.
Wait, so was your daughter your witness?
Family. One of them, yeah.
Oh, wow. Usually at a courthouse, I mean, they'll grab one of the clerk, one of the secretaries. Or
I can't remember how many all witnesses, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't quite do that. My second marriage, we skipped the big wedding. We were going to do the big wedding. It was my wife's first marriage, so she wanted to have, she wanted to have the whole
traditional
thing. She had never done it before, you know. Her parents were still alive. I was like, I'm down. If that's really what you want to do, we'll do it. We already had a house. Like, it wasn't as big of a deal. So we were going through the whole process. About halfway through, she decided it's too much. She tells me one night, like, hey, what do you think about just getting married tomorrow? Like, I'm like, yeah, fine. Mm-hmm. Let's
dodge that bullet.
Let's make, like, I was, here's the thing, and not to make it a whole, you know, gender thing, but I think it as far as the wedding thing, it goes a lot different for men and women, right? Because women have that that pressure put on them, to that image of them in a dress and my dad walking me down the aisle, and it's like seen as this like milestone coming of age thing, and for guys it's much more it's about the commitment, and when you asked, that was your commitment. Like if I didn't want to marry you, like I wouldn't have asked. So the fact that I asked like means like I'm all in. Right, so why have this 1 year engagement to delay that? Like I was ready to marry you the day that I asked you. So, yeah, if you don't want the big wedding, let's do it. The only thing important to me was that my sons were there. So we ended up putting it off like 3 or 4 days. Ended up getting married at the comedy club, in Corpus, nice. By a judge friend of mine.
Oh, great!
And so it was still intimate. It, you know, our special. We got to invite a very select amount of people, you know, we did during the day. We had pizza from the restaurant next door. That's, you know, perfect. It was very, you know,
perfect.
Yeah, it honestly was.
Shit, Juan on his third marriage now.
I got a third marriage, right? I still, it's open ended. Like, I'm not going out again. Damn. All right, those two, it was both courthouses. You know,
Juan's like, I'm so casual, I might not even go to the third one.
Yeah,
be like, just
based on what Javi just said, I'm gonna make sure she don't have a dad. I'll be like, what? Who's gonna walk it down the aisle? You know, just like stay away from that. Get steer clear
aisle. How you have an aisle?
Who needs an aisle?
Yeah, I think that's the only reason big weddings are just that expectation people have. They live with that pressure their whole.
And then quinceañeras,
that was even.
I got a 14-year-old, and she better know better than to be asking me.
I was about to say, are you planning it already?
You know me.
Is she going?
You already know the answer to that.
Does she go to school with like a lot of the girls that are gonna be having them? Like I feel like that's when.
Honestly, man, I really don't know what the hell's going on at that high school. Oh, okay. In terms of like. Like are they doing more like Sweet 16?
He has
like,
concerns.
What's the wave right now?
He has concerns.
Or they're all getting
cars.
He has
concerns.
What?
I said, you have concerns. You have some beef with the school.
It's like, nobody asked me. Did nobody ask me what school district?
School. Yeah, I sub at a lot of high schools. And I don't feel like the quinceañera is as much of a thing. Like I'll hear kids talking about it every now and then. Like, oh, so-and-so's quince, like, 2 months ago. And, like, yeah, no one's had a quince in a while. It's like, and I remember when I was in school, like, freshman year into sophomore year, like, that was every weekend somebody was having one. Like, there was always a violet to go to, like, if that was your thing, you know. And now it's like, I feel like not. It's not as much like expected, right? Like,
some of these kids, they be doing too much, bro. They're like five outfit changes, like yo, who did y'all's
run of show
choreography,
like the order of show? Yeah,
yeah.
It's like so. Okay, so what time we doing? What time y'all supposed to be out of here? Because they went back there to change again, and they're on their third dance routine now. This and the sorpresa, and then the dad gonna dance with her, and then this, and then the boys come out, they do the backup thing, and. I went to one recently, and some of them dances, I was like, that's not too masculine for the fellas.
Should have practiced some more, just not done them at all.
I've never
done like they quinceañera. Like, they choreographed a lot, but it was kind of like, you got all these, much. Like, people from Mexico, kind of like, why them little boys, like...
they're doing TikTok dances?
All that hip movement.
Yeah, there you go. What's going on?
Don't gender. Yeah.
Too much shucking and jiving.
Yeah, too much.
But hey, you still doing disc golf?
Disc golf, yeah, man.
How's it going?
It's fun. It's a good little way for me to get out, get a little exercise, and it's mellow enough for me, man. I just go out there and throw some disc, and sometimes
you be high as fuck.
Well, that's a good thing, right? It's not any easier than traditional golf. You're like, oh.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It requires no more, like, it's like real golf, right? Like, you can there's people that are very athletic and do it at an extremely high level. But also, if you're not athletic, you can go out there and just throw it and suck. Like, and it'll still be
participate.
Fun. Yeah, you can still participate. But the bad thing is, you know, if you spark up at a golf course, it's still frowned upon. But at a disc golf course, it's almost expected. Even though it's not like purely, it's not like there's a bunch of hippies out there. There's really a vast amount of people, and there's even families out there, you know. And it's kind of cool to just see everybody that kind of gets into it, and it's free. A lot of them are like at local parks and stuff like that.
When we did San Antonio together, Javi and I were roommates. Shout out to LOL, the LOL Comedy Club, everybody that came due to LOL. And it was dope because in the daytime, like, we were both being active. I'd go do my jujitsu class, and Javi would go fucking get 30,000 steps at the disc golf. And like, it was great. It was like, it was like we got to do shows and stuff in the evening, but and spent a whole weekend together. But at the same time, like, we had that side quest in the daytime where, like, we were accomplishing.
Well, that's a good part about being somewhere like over the weekend versus like the one nighter. Oh, we're in a different town the next night, right? When you're actually there and able to actually go and settle in and do some stuff. And it helps with that boredom on the road, other than, you know, what are you going to do? You can sit in the room and write, which is, that's productive, I guess. But if you don't feel like doing that, you know, the only other thing to do is go eat, you know, and wait for the show. Yeah, so it's nice to be able to go out and do something. Like you said, you can go and find a gym or whatever. And as I'm finding out, apparently there's disc golf courses everywhere.
Which is great because we're going to be everywhere. I have some tour dates. I'm hitting, okay, here we got. January 25th, McAllen, Texas. January 26th, South Padre Island. January 27th, Laredo, Texas. All three of those are with Raymond Horta. Pinche, the poster's like King Kong Godzilla, doubleheader. It's like Canelo versus Mayweather. Who's the one? that's how we try to do the art. And then I'm hitting up February 2nd through the 4th. It's going to be Corpus Christi, Texas at Mesquite, Southside location. March 5th, Naples. March 11th, Odessa, Texas. We're thinking March 10th is going to be San Angelo. We don't know yet. And then I'm collabing with some promoters in California and hitting some markets I've never hit before. March 23rd, Fresno. March 24th, Merced. March 25th, Visalia. So I've hit Fresno before, but I think this is like a theater or something. I don't know. But anyway, hit up chingoblin.com. Hit up the merch. Click join the email blast list. Join the email. Subscribe to the email. What kind of things can they expect when they
join the newsletter? Yes, I mean, sir. Me and Juan are always keeping everybody on top of merch, content, videos. I mean, you guys are blasting out all kinds of stuff on Facebook every day, right, Juan?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram. They're getting different things on Facebook than Instagram now because I'm starting to like switch it up. So
perfect. And the merch store, it'll be dropped by this time, but we have a couple of names that we've landed on, so you'll get it in the newsletter. So if you sign up, you'll get that first.
For sure. And I want to give people like the agents first dibs on tour tickets and stuff. I don't know if we have any agents in the Laredo, South Padre Island, McAllen area. So too bad, so sad. Y'all didn't get y'all's first dibs because I don't even think we got any agents out there. I don't know. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't.
We got a couple.
Or I haven't seen them on the Discord. South Padre.
Oh, South Padre.
Laredo and McAllen.
Definitely in Corpus, though. We got some.
Well, Grind Ops Coffee Co., they're based out of the RGV. So I think I'm going to sell some coffee at them shows.
Nice.
And if I run out, Grind Ops Coffee Co. can fill my inventory up.
Badass. So, Javi, are you a coffee drinker?
I'm not, but my wife is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I might have to check that out.
I have to get into that.
Well, I'm auditioning for a stay-at-home dad role.
Me too.
So I make the coffee. I get up. Press the coffee. Baby.
Come on now.
Coffee's on the table.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? When you got your little egg bite, you know.
This cool.
Get the day started right.
Javi's a chef.
Like, baby, you know I can cook. You seen my work.
Yeah. Javi knows how to cook. Javi knows how to cook. Talk about nerding out. You nerd out about cooking.
I do.
Oh,
I
wish man.
I
could. Food.
I like cooking.
That's another thing.
I think we can all nerd out about that.
I mean, right lately, but every time he drops something on the thing, I'm like, fuck. That looks so good.
Oh, when Javi drops something
on he always drops some crazy shit. With my paper plates. I was like, man.
Fuck it. That's all you need.
People be like, man, but always with as soon as I see that paper plate.
I see that paper plate, boy.
I've never seen a paper plate look so goddamn delicious. That shit looks so good.
He make them leg quarters look good in a bit, boy.
I made a little leg quarter plate last night.
It's a colorful plate every time. It's always something good.
And I keep
thinking
of a plate every time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Gotta hit them with the sides.
I start reminiscing like
saying no good GoFundMe plate.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, I did. This year was probably my busiest year tamale wise.
Oh yeah.
I grew up making tamales and I usually do them, you know, for friends and family, you know, whatever. I have a few select people that I'll make a few dozens for. Whatever.
Reserva de la familia.
Right, you know, or my wife's coworker. Sometimes I'll take a couple orders from there. But this year was the first year that I kind of like let people like on Facebook know that I was doing it, and I ended up doing a couple hundred dozen.
Oh shit! Yeah. Damn. How much per dozen? Let me do some math. How much per dozen? Don't worry, the IRS don't.
Inflation. Inflation. Like, how was inflation?
You know, pimping. Shit.
I did 14 a dozen.
Nice. Hell yeah.
It was a nice holiday season. No food stamps, though, you know, so I had to, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. A lot of the tamale ladies, you know, it's a hustle, man.
They used to take food stamps, bro?
Well, no. If you buy your ingredients.
Oh, they use the food stamps to buy the masa.
I mean, it's a real
cut. Yeah, to buy the pork. Yeah.
I mean, to buy everything. I mean, it's expensive to make that $14 when you're figuring how much the ingredients cost. And then the time and work,
especially these days, bro.
And that was a solo endeavor for me.
Oh,
I didn't have no assistance. So that was the most that I had made.
Single, and one stove,
single by hand. Well, no, this is over 2 weeks.
That I did. So you must have a big pot.
I do,
like a big one.
Yeah. I do. So I was doing. I was averaging about 25 dozens a day, is what I was capping. I ended up capping. It took me a minute to figure it out. I ended up capping, like, that's what I could do and maintain the quality that I do it at. Oh yeah, because they're handmade. I'm not using the tamale king. You know, machine. I don't got the masa that looks like baby do. You know,
the sausage one.
Have you seen? Listen,
dude,
little turds.
I know. Last time I got hate. Last time I was on one of your podcasts and I talked shit about Delia's.
Oh yeah, remember? You
know, listen,
dude. This is like 5 years ago. I remember this.
Whatever, but they're not. They're not homemade. They're not handmade.
You can order the handmade ones.
Go on YouTube.
They give you a salad
and watch that machine. It's literally a conveyor belt. It looks like baby poop.
Oh, that's what they make theirs from?
Yeah, all those. Well, you can't.
Oh, you don't mess me up for doing
that. I mean, apparently they have handmade ones at the store.
Apparently, yeah. But obviously, though, you could pay a premium for those. Right. And I think those are the ones we ordered. Okay. Just so that we wouldn't get stuck with the little machine ones. Uh-huh. But shout out to McAllen. I'm going to be out there, man, January 25th. You know.
She goes like, you over here. I'm working a sponsor.
Hold on, Elias. I was going to shoot a whole
promo. Javi doesn't speak for us, Elias. If you want to sponsor us.
The views and opinions of the guests.
Hey, all
are
of
only
a sudden,
the guests.
Hey, y'all thought I was authentic, transparent, and honest. But hey, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, some of us like, whoa.
Hey, if you really want to stick it to Javi, Elias, what you got to do is you got to sponsor us. And we will put it on the damn table.
He called her Delia. Yeah. Like Chris Delia.
Hey, he's in some heat. You know, it's whatever.
You're backing Chingo to a wall, both of you.
Okay.
It's all good. I mean, shit. First of all, the people we got our meat from, we bought a half calf, and homeboy hit me up because I wanted to buy some beef tallow, right? It's just some fat to render down, so I could have it in my mason jars. I was like, hey man, you got some of that? You got to connect. And he's like, yeah, I'll sell you some. And he said, also, my mom made some tamales. If you want to try some? And I'm like, how much? He said, $17.5. I was like, okay, you know, oh, shit, it's the new prices, I guess. He's like, yeah, I know. He gave me the discount. I know, dog, but trust me. But yeah, motherfuckers went hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were delicious. I just told him, I'm just going to grab like two so I don't overdo it. And dude, that shit is like crack.
And that's the cool. That was a cool part, you know, just being able to like link up with people that like do food at a little bit higher level, a little elevated, right, than normal. Like, a pre,
you're like, man, 14, grass
people
fed,
like $14. Like, hey man, if you want the, if you want that, like go to HEB, get your $7 tamales. That's what it is. But this is,
I feel this like right here. This pork, this, we read poetry.
See, this is a craft tamale.
You know what you got to tell here. People that tell you that about
this,
the price?
This artisan,
dude. You got to tell them. Look, if you can have it one of three ways: fast, good, and cheap. Pick two of those three. That. Pick two of those three: fast and good. Not gonna be cheap. Cheap and good ain't gonna be fast.
But what happened? People appreciate it, right? Like I had a local chef there in Corpus. You know, he does his own thing now. He does like a late night munchies menu and does like these weird gourmet burgers. His name's Gourmet Jorge, and
that's a great name.
And he hit me up. It just to try him out, ended up liking my tamales. He goes, hey man, I'm gonna incorporate it into my late night menu. He did a tamale stuffed burger. He stuffed my tamale inside like a giant ass burger, cooked perfectly all the way through. Like, you know, most burgers are, you know, he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Gotta have medium well,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it was absolutely, and he brought me one so I could try it.
What kind of tamale?
You're gonna take us there, right?
Yeah, right.
When we stop by Corpus.
Well, he does late night delivery. He cooks it and he'll deliver it to you. So yeah, definitely will order. And he does, like, he has his staples, like his burgers that he does, and then he does like, he'll do specialty items. Like last week, I got some buffalo chicken enchiladas.
Ooh, from him. Love buffalo chicken stuff. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Buffalo sauce,
so,
dude.
Yeah, so good. Buffalo, and he does it well. A lot of people, when they do like the like inventive sounds cuisine, good. I feel like they overdo it. Like, yeah, they get a little like, oh, just
too adventurous.
Just too many different flavors. Like, you're trying to, yeah, do
blue
too
cheese
much. He does it just enough like that. Like, oh man, buffalo chicken. I love buffalo chicken. Enchiladas, I love that. Like those two things. Like married together, yeah, so very well.
Just keep
well
it there.
Yeah, don't go too far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to. Go, you don't have to.
What kind of tamales was he putting in the burger?
So he did my spicy pork.
Mm.
Oh, he used yours.
Yeah, that's what he said.
My tamales. Oh, my bad. In there, and now off of that, there's another barbecue joint in Corpus that wants to collab with me and do some of their brisket.
Damn, so you're gonna stay at home making tamales.
Javi getting the collab.
Javi's about to get sponsors.
Yeah. Shit, yeah. I really should sponsors be doing some cooking content, you know. But it's just it that's a whole different beast of how to properly capture that.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy. It had especially, you know, 2020. Everybody had to kind of find a new outlet. You know,
hey, our kitchen
home, cooking was mine.
Our kitchen studio about to be ready for that.
I'll
type
come
of production
over here and do some cooking.
See, we got the lights
sure
already. We just got to finish some of the stuff.
No, for real. Yeah,
I'm loving the new.
You know what I'm saying? The ambiance.
So as a part of a Chingo Bling Network, maybe we can get like a dedicated short content creator where Javi shoots the food stuff and someone cuts up shorts. You shoot, you know what I mean? Like kind of like Juan does for you, but like for cooking.
I could do that.
There you go.
We do need an extra editor around this bitch.
Yeah.
So, we'll figure that out. Hey, so for tamales, have you ever had mayonnaise on the tamales?
No.
Have you ever had ketchup on the tamales?
Yeah, I do the ketchup
for
sometimes.
Sure.
Especially on reheated, I'll do ketchup sometimes.
You ever try mustard? I don't think I've ever even done the mustard. What?
No, someone told me to try, and I meant to do it this year. I could see it only because, right, like corn dog. Like I've had corn stuff.
Frito.
I've had Fritos with some mustard before. I tried that. So I could see it, but I haven't tried it.
Yeah, I don't think I've tried that one either.
I think I might try it with like some Dijon mustard, though. Like add a little kick to it.
Okay.
See, that's how you know he's a foodie. He's
like, the mayo, my wife's family, they're cut from that cloth. Like they do the mayo, but they mix it with the salsa, or they dip back and forth, or they just mix it, whatever. That's but at first, I was like, "Huh, y'all weird." And then I tried it. I'm like, "Oh shit, I'm Martinez too now." Like I done picked up their habits.
The mayonnaise, but they mix the salsa.
Or yeah, like they'll put some mayonnaise either like on the tamale or on the side. Okay. Or my wife, I think she'll mix it with the chile.
Why not just sour cream?
Like any kind of
well, that's
mayo,
two different things.
Or is this like a good like?
I really haven't asked them. Like, hey, in y'all's family,
mayo. They got a certain brand they do.
I think it's just mayo.
Just Kraft mayo, just
probably. Kraft. But I mean, or HEB mayo.
There's a difference between mayonnaise and mayo, right?
That's a good question.
No, Miracle Whip. You're thinking, right?
Yeah. Oh, Miracle Whip. Yeah. There you go. That's the one.
Yeah, my wife's a Miracle Whip person.
Oh, what's different about it? They make it different.
It's tangier. It's like
you're
super bummed about
it's
that.
Not to say it's definitely tangier. Yeah, I mean, a good mayo when you're talking about like brands like Duke's or the
Hellman's.
Yeah, I mean Hellman's is like probably like if you're talking about, like, there's definitely mayonnaise, there's good mayonnaise, and just your regular shelf stuff. Hellman's probably like the least I would go, you know, when you, but there's H-E-B. Definitely higher quality.
H-E-B got some fire.
I'm sure H-E-B.
Yeah, they got fire condiments.
Bro. H-E-B needs to separate their stuff a little bit better. Because like one time I fucked up and grabbed horseradish and fucked my whole day up.
You're not trying to get an H-E-B sponsorship at the moment, right?
I'm looking for any kind of sponsorship.
I finally had.
If you want to stick it to one, leave it there.
I love H-E-B. I love H-E-B's products. I fuck with their brand stuff a lot of times over the name brand. It's very rare that I find something of theirs that I don't think is up to their.
But they came up short,
right? Where they came up short. One, their corn chips. For some reason, I love Fritos. But you give me H-E-B brand corn chips, I don't like them.
They're almost like a little stalish.
Yeah. And I don't know why they can't get rid. They're on there with so many other things. But with those, they can't.
How random, dude. I thought the exact. We did over Christmas, we did burgers and hot dogs, and we had some of those. And I was like, why did he say it's bad? We just bought them.
Maybe I got a bad batch.
Yeah.
No, he just said the same thing.
And they had a. And another one, they had a barbecue because, you know, you get the meal deal. They offer you the deal. You got to get the two things so you can two get things, the thing
yeah.
free.
Yeah.
Right?
You want 25 cents off on this can of pork and beans?
Get five
time.
More.
They get
buy our cheddar cheese.
Time. I was like, why do we have this? She goes, it was part of a meal deal. I was like, all right, but what is it? A Kentucky bourbon barbecue sauce. I was like, okay, I'll try it. I didn't dig it. First of all, I'm over the alcohol infused.
No, never. Food. Stop.
Right? Like, it's overdone. Like, people were first of all, using alcohol in food has its place. Right, but I shouldn't taste the fucking alcohol.
What's an example? Like, what's the item that
put like whiskey in your barbecue sauce?
Yeah, that type of shit.
Okay, well, and if it's so, like, here's the thing, it doesn't get you, it doesn't intoxicate you at all, right? We all know that.
Yeah.
Like, people was like, maybe oh, rum cake. Right? If you
I get hung over like a mother.
And if you put enough in there where it does, then it all does is taste like alcohol. And who drinks alcohol for the taste of it?
Yeah.
Like, you do it for the
you don't want to eat
effect.
We were just talking about this. I absolutely do.
Rob does.
You do? You
fuck
like
yeah.
That's a, you like Rob alcohol is a true. And cheese stuff? Like, other than like, you know, I can barbecue sauce, I can fuck with it to an extent, but I don't want to taste the alcohol over the meat or over the sauce. Like,
that's fair. But you're talking about for the taste, like, you don't like the boozy taste you drink, right?
Yeah, no, I don't like the boozy.
You don't like
I drink.
It's a feeling.
I drink sparingly.
Yeah,
and when I drink, I drink to catch a buzz, not because I'm like, oh, this My tastes man. Good.
My man,
some of that stuff tastes really good.
Yeah. I haven't found one I like that.
Because it's cheap shit. Yeah.
Rum cake's one of the ones I hate. There used to be, I used to work in an office with this lady that would, swore to God that her rum, she made the best rum cake. And all it was she put way too much rum in it. this is not a good cake.
Oh my God.
5 minutes in, you're just like, man, this is great.
You're in the mail room with Buddy the Elf.
You're in the mail room with Buddy the Elf.
Oh, yeah. I definitely can get a little catty when it comes to. I believe a lot of stuff food wise is overhyped. That's why I don't. A lot of restaurants, like, when people get too excited about a particular restaurant, I get very, very...
Your skepticism.
Skeptic. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a skeptic. Yeah, when people are hyping it too much, I'm like, it can't be that life-changing. Like, you know, very rarely do I taste something and be like, this is the best of this type of food that I've ever had.
I forget how it comes up when we get to talking about, like, all right, out of all the chicken place biscuits. All right, so what was it? KFC, Church's, Popeyes, who else for the running of the biscuits? We're going to get his opinion on
that. That was it. It was KFC, Popeyes, and Church's. In the, rank one the to biscuits. Three. First, second, third.
The silver, the gold, the bronze.
Yeah, start with the gold.
Okay. Gold is going to be Church's. I do like, I haven't had them in a minute, so I'm going, this is purely memory. Reference off of memory. But definitely Church's, the honey butter.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was a diehard Popeyes kid, and I liked the Popeyes biscuits. They have not held up over time.
Oh, they fell off.
Yeah, and KFC, I don't remember ever caring for KFC.
So what's two and three, though?
Is so, this Popeyes
so, KFC? So churches would be one. Popeyes is two. Mm. And KFC
three. Would be three. Wait, KFC.
Remember, has I biscuits? Said the same shit.
You didn't say the same.
Wait, say it again.
KFC has biscuits.
See, they're not even known for biscuits.
I'll skip it most of the time.
See,
yeah, you're too goddamn excited about this.
Wait, but that, they do have it.
Yes, I have it.
Yeah, because Rob was like, KFC has the best biscuits, and I'm like, what?
I like. The have y'all had Golden Chick?
Yeah, that's just really good.
They're fucking rolls?
Yeah, no, yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm not a big roll.
That's
guy,
a different category.
Yeah, rolls are way different.
I don't Chicken Express, do you have Chicken Express?
Oh yeah.
It's like similar. They're rolls.
It's a good truck stop.
I put the Golden Chick, if you haven't had that one, is a little bit better than the other one.
Chicken Express, yeah.
Just a little bit.
Both, yeah, they're fuzzy in my head, but they both go hard. And then sometimes we got to talking about gyros and like halal guys type of shit, and then one time we got to talking about subs, like sandwiches, and I was telling them about how like Jersey Mike's, for me, just kind of reminds me of the New Jersey subs I had in New Jersey when I was in high school.
Okay,
and then I sent Rob a picture because they put like a huge amount of oil and vinegar and these like seasonings and shit, so it's like. It's
dripping.
Yeah, as far as
it's dripping on the inside, on top of the sandwich.
It was the first time I had it. He took it, and I was like, "Well, just give me whatever he's gonna."
Did you get it?
Mike's way? Because I was like,
"You got it, Mike's way."
Yeah, because I was like, "Well, okay, you're telling me about it. Fuck it, let's do it." And it was so good.
Marisol's, I got it without.
It was so good. You just wouldn't expect it because I was like, "It's gonna be soggy. It's gonna be weird. It just
does something."
I thought you said it was subpar.
No, it was good. Okay. It was really good. I still remember it. It's good. It was good.
Never even had a Jersey Mike's.
I don't think, I was trying to think as y'all were talking. If I have, it's probably like at a box lunch thing, you know. We got turkey, we got ham. What do you want?
Yeah. Firehouse is Firehouse is fire.
Yeah, now as an adult, with an adult palate,
we're trying to get Rob to that point.
I won't go to a sandwich other than Firehouse.
Look, go to the Jersey Mike's and just get it Mike's way. Yeah. Just try it. It's better than Firehouse.
Okay,
it's better than Firehouse.
Damn. Okay,
I'll say because I've had Firehouse.
I'm gonna try it.
And if it's not,
I also went and tried Jimmy John's.
Nah, I'm not a big fan of
that. That shit up, and I was like. It's just a sandwich. It was absolutely horrible.
Look, as a foodie, because I know you're a foodie and you know taste. It just Jersey Mike's has a taste that's just like, damn.
Yeah,
that's
I good. Want the flavor.
That's really good.
I know you like taste, player.
It's taste. It's all about taste.
I know it looks like I just eat a lot. Like you know what I'm saying. But
I know you like. I know you know your food.
If you haven't seen Javi's Instagram or anything, and you haven't seen the plates he puts out, you would know this motherfucker throws down. So he knows his shit.
We give Rob a hard time because he has the safer.
I have a child's palate. Yeah, chicken. They tell me that all the time.
Chicken tendies.
Me and my 8-year-olds have the same exact palate.
That's cute.
Yeah,
100%. That's my ex-wife, man. We used to go out to, and my wife now is not to get into that trap of comparing the two. But I was married to a Rob chicken tender, mashed potatoes,
ketchup only,
corn everywhere. First of all, now you know we like to. To try, you know, okay, what are you going to order? And I'll order something different so we can both, you know, try it or whatever. And I'm okay with the sharing off the plate as long as it has to be, discussed before ordering.
Beforehand?
Like, don't wait to see what I'm ordering and then just assume you're going to take some of my shit. Like, be like, okay, well, then you get this and I get that. Okay, and I'm going to have some. Okay, now you're going to have some of mine. Like, we discussed that.
Predetermined.
Yeah, and what appetizer we're going
to
get, you know.
It has to be a declaration of meeting, what's about to happen.
Understanding.
I'll tell Rob, I was like, so you've never had a Whataburger with the mustard? I was like, then you've never really had Whataburger then.
I'm with you on fast food. I'm as much as I like food for fast food, I'm a big fan of order it off the menu the way it fucking comes.
That's how I do it.
If possible.
Make it the way y'all make it.
Unless you absolutely don't like it.
Like Fuddruckers, I can't do Fuddruckers. I fuck up the burger.
I don't get when he says that. How do you fuck up? You make it your own way. You get the meat and the bun.
And it ends up being bad. Like
you don't know what you like?
No. See, the issue is... it's kind of counterintuitive because from the surface level, it's one of those, it's like, you made it and you know what you like. So how could you not like it? It's like, no, it's, oh, nacho cheese. Sounds like a good idea. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Whataburger don't make it till you order it.
You end up doing too much.
The what?
I said, Whataburger don't make it till you order it. You know?
No.
That's their slogan. We don't make it till you order it.
No, I'm not saying my Fuddruckers sucks because it has nothing to do with when it was made or how. It has to do with I ruined it by putting shit. Yes, it's almost like it's like all these things sounded like a good idea. Huh? Oh, it's like all these things sounded like a good idea at the time, but it just is a subpar experience versus like I'd rather go to the fast food joint and be like, yeah, give it to me the way it comes.
It's like H-E-B with the coupons. You know, you start doing too much.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. It makes perfect sense.
It makes, does not make sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, dude, because then you start getting like, overzealous. You're like, oh, I have the options?
Yeah, it's like, throw that all on. It's possible to not like what you made.
Yeah, but you could easily just make it the way you would order it or have it be ordered off the menu at Whataburger, right?
Yeah, but you're saying when he has...
The options. No, they give you, because, yeah, there's no control. I get it. Yeah,
they give you, because think about it. What do they have at Fuddruckers? It's like pico de gallo. They got like a lot of shit. This kind of lettuce, that kind of lettuce, mm-hmm. that kind of cheese, that kind of cheese, these kind of pickles, this kind of relish. And before you know it, you got too many condiments. Maybe you put too much condiments.
And in his head, he's like, I like pico. I like cheese. It's like, oh, I like that.
It all kind of sounds fuck like it. A good idea. Then it's like, oh, this is a little bit too much.
I'll roll with it, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I usually ask.
Well, it's easy for you because you just put ketchup.
Ketchup, bacon, jalapeno, let's roll.
It's easy. You can't fuck it up.
Exactly.
You have a less variable.
And that's why my way's better.
Small mind, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That way, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying his way works at Fuddruckers. My way does not.
Yeah.
They don't work for me. It's like
I appreciate a good simple order. Like
this is especially Starbucks, man. My wife and my daughters, they be getting like, oh, can you put the it's like
my worst going back PTSD from my office job days, man. I used to hate when it was my turn to go and get lunch for the whole office.
Minus this, add that,
if someone else is ordering for your ass, your job, you have one simple job, that's to make it as simple as possible.
That's give me true. Number one.
And that's we don't true. Need that's drinks. True. We got drinks in the fridge.
We got bottles of water.
I'm not gonna ask for a fucking drink carrier. The lid's fucking falling off. Mucho and shit. Yeah. Oh man, I used to hate it. There's this one lady we used to, and it would always be my turn to go for lunch and go to Subway, and she wanted, can you make sure that they cut my tomatoes? Like she wanted them like because they only cut them in half, but she wanted cut.
Like, she wanted little triangles, not slices.
Yeah,
and they cut the edge of the tomato part off.
I don't like
the
scam, dude.
I thought she was joking the first time. Like, who would possibly make this request of an acquaintance? Like, I wouldn't
a coworker.
Even, yeah, I wouldn't even go through that effort for my wife and be like, nah, you gotta get it.
You're like my wife now.
However, they cut those tomatoes. That's how you get those tomatoes. Like the cut does not affect the taste whatsoever.
That's wild.
That's what Chichingo would say.
What's some other like debatable like? Well, shit, you Rob, do you tell us like food wise something you're curious about, something you've never had, or
well, how do you get
a recommendation?
So how should somebody get their meat cooked? Is this? Do we all agree that it should be medium?
Medium rare.
Medium well.
Medium rare for a burger?
What are you talking about?
Oh, for a burger? Yeah.
Oh, medium.
Medium.
What do they normally do? Medium. Most burger joints.
Medium well.
Medium well is typically what they do, unless you ask for medium.
Well, okay. I mean, first of all, like. There's different types of burgers too. You're talking about like a smash burger. There's no medium well. Yeah, that bitch is going to get
cooked. Yeah,
true. She's getting broiled.
That's true.
She's getting roasted.
You know, but that's what you're ordering. You want that little little crunch. You want that.
That texture.
Right, that texture there. But if you're talking about like a good gourmet burger, if it's just like Fuddruckers, yeah, I'm going to cook it medium well because they're honestly probably not using that great of a meat, unless you order like one of their weird
ostrich or whatever, ostrich buffalo
or whatever. But if you order a fucking Kobe beef burger, well, I want to taste the meat and I want all the flavor of the meat cooked out of there. So yeah, I'll order it medium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you gonna say?
Well, Killens, how do they give it to you at Killens Burgers? Is that medium or medium well?
I've never had Killens.
Never had it.
It's one of those little bit more like
gourmet. Where's that at?
By here, that had taken me one time that burger spot.
By here,
a burger place.
Right? I don't know. I think. Yeah, I mean.
I was like, I don't know where I'm at.
Could be wrong. It could be like 30 minutes away.
You've been on the road with you so long, everything just blends together.
They had like the aluminum metal chairs. It was very sterile looking. They had the picture.
Chingo, are you taking them, bro?
What's a good burger joint around here?
I wouldn't say like go there for the atmosphere. It was like very much like eat your food, get the fuck out.
Sterile.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the worst way to describe it.
What y'all doing, abortions up in here?
Your food, get the fuck out of here.
You're doing abortions in the back?
No, well, I'm trying to say some like
Planned Parenthood or us.
Like,
what's
some
up?
Some restaurants have like an ambiance to them, right? They got shit yeah. hanging up on the wall. Like this had some art, like it had a picture, a mural of a cow, I think.
I know what it is. They shut down. They went out of business.
Oh, did they?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, nice. Makes sense.
I think it was called
now.
Buff Burger.
Buff Burger. That
yeah.
Was
it. Yeah. Yeah. Buff Burger.
Decent.
Yeah.
That's a decent burger spot.
Yeah, it was decent. It's gone.
Remember
now.
Bernie's?
Next time, change your look.
Yeah,
your
Bernie's Burger Bus.
That one also went under, right? Too right,
bro. Did it
during the pandemic?
Wait, like, who did?
Bernie's Burger Bus. Yo, I had peanut butter ramen. It sounds disgusting, peanut butter. But it was off the chain.
Wait, where was that? What's that?
It's over there by my house. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It was like spicy as fuck.
Whereas my Malo says peanut butter.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. was great. I was like, what
with,
the fuck?
With like the Thai chilies and everything?
It had a Thai vibe. I couldn't tell like, hey, so who invented this type of shit? Like, what is this?
I get it. When you think about it, like, right, you think about like mole or something.
Like yeah, yeah, that's why like they that. Were like, it's like peanut butter ramen. I was like, ooh. It works. And I was like, okay, so that's mainly what y'all do? And I was like, fuck it. I'll take this one right here. This is the main. Yeah. You know, we're known for either like these or these. And I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll try that one.
Yeah. I tried. Fuck it. I like peanut butter on my burgers.
I don't think I've had that.
Peanut butter on your burger?
Like, yeah, there's a gourmet place on my side of town that'll do. It's called The King, and they make like in-house preserves, like strawberry preserve or a grape, and then they put peanut butter on there as well with bacon. Mm.
Yeah,
get that. Protein. I'm surprised you tried that.
Get that protein.
I love sweet and savory though. Okay. That's one of my favorites.
I'm surprised you tried that. Hmm.
I just don't like veg. Like I don't like onions.
I like
and
sweet
shit.
And savory better than I like sweet and spicy. I don't do sweet and spicy as much.
Sweet and spicy.
Interesting.
Yeah. In Puerto Rico. We call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, like my wife likes the jalapeno peanut brittle.
Brittle, oh yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah.
That. And I'm like, eh.
What about like candied jalapenos?
No. I really just regular pickled jalapenos. To me, like I want if I want spice, I want spice. But, you know.
Yeah.
All right. You like Vietnamese food?
Yeah.
What
super
what do you
spicy
get from there?
Vietnamese food. The only stuff I've really had is just like whatever their like go to like. Spicy.
Motherfucker lying.
No. It's just noodles and rice, but then there's something else. Pad Thai isn't Vietnamese, but it's something like Pad Thai, I think.
Vermicelli?
Yeah, I guess
it's. Pho?
No, it's not pho. It's
so
it's
you, have you had pho?
Yeah, I don't really like soups that much.
Oh, okay.
I'm still traumatized from Vietnamese restaurants. That's the one where I went out with that one girl that ordered like the whole menu.
Oh.
And I had to pay.
So, yeah, so he what was that?
Some
Tinder?
Bullshit.
Huh? Was that Tinder? Or what was that?
It was a dating app. It was like, but this was in 2014, 15. I just got divorced.
When did them apps come out? The Tinder and all that.
They've been out for a long.
Yeah, a long time.
But that was like in its heyday. Wasn't really meant for like we're just gonna. It's a hookup app. It was like that was still. It was still whatever then.
14, 15 was like the early days of the Tinder.
Yeah, it was
so,
early.
Because like my divorce was 2015, so I want to say that came out.
Yeah. So 13. I'm kind of a connoisseur.
That summer was fucking fire.
Like, oh, that was the summer of love.
That was summer of love.
Yeah, so he told a story. Juan told a story of like
fucked up. Well,
he told me about what you were on some like. You don't know what app it was.
It might have been Tinder. It might have been because that was like the main prevalent one back then that nothing else competed with.
Really. And that the chick, you want to tell it what she did?
So we went out and we literally the date was just supposed to be we're gonna go and watch a musical. I never seen a musical, and I was like, new beginnings, whatever. Well, let's try it out. Let's see what Greece. A musical is, right? She convinced me to go to Austin from San Antonio. So I was like, this sounds like a great idea. Wow. Never met her. Fuck it. So we were gonna go, but I wanted to go early because I had profile picture. I never went. I had never went. Well, I was see. I've never been to Austin, so to me it was like an adventure. It was like,
damn, you grew up in San Antonio.
Wow. Yeah, I grew up in San Antonio, Odessa. Like I was in different spaces, so I never been like just let's just go fucking go somewhere. So I was like, yeah, this is cool, but let's go to a breakfast. Let's go eat something nice. And she's like, she recommends, okay, I know where to go. I've been to Austin all the time. So we end up going, and I was like, this is a Vietnamese restaurant. And I'm like Rob, where I was just like very black and white at the time, you know? Yeah. So it's like, you know, I'm like, bitch, this is not breakfast. Like, what? So she's like, no, it's going to be great. So we go in, and dude, she starts ordering. Because I don't know how to read the menu, first of all.
Okay.
So I'm just like, I've never been here, never had this. Why don't you order for me and just get something that's going to be that you think I'm going to like. And the lady comes out, they start, and, you know, she's like just.
Was she Vietnamese? Was she Vietnamese?
She was Asian.
But she spoke to the lady in the language.
And I didn't get to the part to ask her all that because I was like, this ain't going to work out.
She ordered the home menu.
Okay.
And then he's like, check, please.
Well, I didn't know she ordered the whole menu because she was like, oh, yeah, I did. Like, it was like she was asking her questions. Mm-hmm. So
like,
I was.
She was like, cafe
soda. Yeah, so I was like, oh, okay, cool. She's some stuff. All right, so she knows some shit. Okay, so yeah, okay, cool. And then she comes. So she goes to the restroom real quick. She's like, I'll be right back. And there's this gay couple right next to me. And they just start looking at me like, And they go back to the menu. That? Huh?
Is this the story? You got played or like what?
No, we're she's coming back part. Out. She's coming back out, but she's just
killing me.
This is like this. They start laughing. They start laughing, and they're just like, "Why don't we move tables over?" And I was like, "Huh?" I was like, "What the fuck?" All right, like I got cooties or something. Huh? And I was like, "Oh shit!" She comes back out, and then they start bringing the first plate, the second plate, the third plate. Fourth plate, and to make it worse, to make it sting a lot more. She was taking pictures of every. She's like, "Wait, don't eat that yet. I need to take a picture first." So she was taking
her catcher was like, "I'm out on a date with a sucker."
She was taking Polaroid pictures, and I'm just like this. I'm like, "What? What?
She used you for her blog, bro?"
They started. We had one. They're smaller. They're kind of like that table. We had three fucking full tables of food.
I was already uncomfortable with the fact that you drove this girl to Austin on a first date.
That wasn't even the worst part. The worst part is somewhere in the date, she started hitting herself at a light. And I was like, what?
She started hitting herself.
She like spazzed out. And she just started going, stupid, stupid. And I was like, holy shit. Oh, you dated an autistic
girl from Tinder. Wow.
Bro, it got weird.
I had
to drive her back home where she was hitting herself on the way. Yeah, people say I should have left her. I was like, well.
People said
I should have left her there. And I was like, no.
I think there's a lot of crazy out there. Gentlemen. Like on Bumble, some chick just got killed by the dude. Like 21-year-old crazy dude. Ended up like kidnapping her, keeping her for a few days. And she turns up dead. Like off the Bumble app. So basically, there's a lot of crazy out there. And you just got to figure out how you can navigate this shit and not get caught up with like, end up with a crazy baby mama.
Well, I hope this girl's still alive because she's still doing it. Because like,
I had an old ex with you, bro. Like, and drive out of town,
bro.
I should have told you she was crazy because like, who does that in this day?
But that was
like,
back then.
But this was 14, 15. Yeah.
So it was a little different. The thing is, I had an ex recently. Well, not recently. Maybe like a year ago. She told me, hey, you remember that? Because I tell this story to some people that they ask me the craziest date I've ever been on. I say this story, right? Mm-hmm. And this ex was like, hey, you remember that story you told me? Is this the girl? And I was like,
and she follows her.
Yeah, how the fuck you know that,
she's
right?
She's my favorite food blogger.
Bro, she was on like a Twitter thread with like people that have similar stories of that shit.
Of like, worst Tinder
experience. She didn't have her purse, blah, blah, blah. Other people were like, I left the bitch. Other people were like, I did this. So I was like, damn, she's still doing the damn thing. Like,
she hit herself at a line.
And then now she's taking it to another level. Like, before it was just the straight standard date, and And the worst thing she did where it was like game over is when she took out her teeth. And I was like, oh, wait, we're done.
Just a different date? Different chick?
No, it was the same girl. It was the end of the date because I was like, after she hit herself. Yeah, after she hit herself. I was like, okay, I'll give it some more time. And then like at the very end... She had something because when she took it out, her teeth were busted.
Hey, don't say a lot about dentures because Rob gonna get turned on. And shit.
He like so she took out that. So I was like, oh damn. But now it wasn't just like, that stuff. Now she brings dolls. Now she brings little dolls. She sets up at the table. She gets rid of the chair and she sits down from the top now and will talk to the person while she eats.
How'd you figure that out? Someone said it?
In the thread of the Twitter that my ex told me.
This bitch had a whole Twitter thread.
A whole Twitter thread of just like victims.
Oh my God.
I was like,
there's a lot of crazy out there.
That was a crazy one.
But you stayed on this app after this experience,
though? I mean, it was there.
It's still a good time.
I mean, yeah. I was just... Shit, I don't even know if I even dated. I really got rid of the apps.
You had to have stayed off for a minute, like after that experience.
I was off for a minute. Back in the day, it's
crazy.
I'm not on apps anymore because it's just annoying now.
No, I never got on them, man. Our app back then was like the club. And, you know,
yeah.
I got a mixtape out.
Yeah. See?
Well, I got married.
I didn't have a mixtape. Okay, Chingo, fuck.
And then when I went through my divorce, I was already a comedian, so it didn't really.
So then, boom, you had game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's options.
You know, I got options.
He's like, you know, guys,
I might want to just stay in tonight on my own. No. Keep it simple. And, you know, go to bed early. Take my supplements.
Looking funniest in Texas. Right there. That guy.
Speaking of funniest in Texas, what are the options for tickets coming up, Chingo?
The options?
Yeah.
ChingoBlean.com, man. We have January 25th, McAllen. January 26th, South Padre Island. January 27th, in Laredo. Those three right there with Raymond Orta. It's a doubleheader show. AI helped me write the description on the ticket
list. Hey, you learned how to use it.
I was like, Rob found this chat GPT.
Yeah.
And I tell it like, got any creative ideas for promoting the Chingo Bling and Raymond tour? It's like, these two hilarious comedians, nonstop carcajadas with their high energy. And da-da-da, something para todos. Sas, prende la vela.
Dude, have you used it?
Fucking AI! Dude, it wrote me a rap.
I've heard it. Yeah, they can rap.
Have you played with it yet?
No, I haven't.
I heard it can, but shit.
Maybe we'll talk about that a little later because Juan refuses to use it and maybe we can riff off that.
So, if you ask it the same thing and I ask the same thing, it's going to generate?
It depends how you prompt it. It's all in what you tell it.
Is this the one, like, can it analyze writing? Like, can it write in your style?
Yes, it can write in any style.
You can feed it like samples.
You can like learn. Yeah, like, I was asking him the same thing yesterday.
Let it learn your voice and your tone.
Well, because I was asking him about like what are the plagiarism like laws with this, or how does it work with this?
AI doesn't have rights.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He's like, I was like, damn dog.
It has no intellect.
Exactly.
Y'all laughing now.
Doing this shit in fucking high school.
Y'all laughing now.
Damn.
Well, let's leave him with a cliffhanger then. We'll talk about that because I want to ask Copy about it.
Okay.
On the next episode, we're going to talk about what? AI?
On a very special episode.
On a very special episode. When will the robots take over?
The beards.
Robots?
I'm excited about it. Just so if the robots are listening, you ain't going to get no problem from me whenever you want to take over. Like, I'm cool with it. Yeah. Like, I'm one of the good ones.
Yeah. Just supply
him. I'll be a pet.
Like,
I'll be a pet. Just keep me alive.
Hey, I'll be your puppet. What's up?
Don't separate from me from my family. Let us be like a whole family of pets. Yeah. Don't like send, you know, one there.
We'll be your chia pets. What's up?
Yeah. So, hey, this has been a very human episode of the What Did He Said podcast.
No AI on this episode.
No AI. This was just human error. And shout out to Javi Luna, our very special co-host and guest.
And I'm sorry, Delia's. Yeah, I'm sure you're
that was on the other episode. Oh, damn, we bringing it back.
No, it's this episode. Hey, this episode.
Delia's.
Yeah, of course. Y'all had the fat guy on the show, man. You had to talk about food for 35 minutes.
All food, nonstop. Every episode. 3 episodes. All right, y'all be good. We'll holler at you next time. Peace.